on digital radio, on the app, on your smart, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sportscast.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
Live out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, brought to you by the Sportscast, hosted by Byron Jones and Victor Orocho. Today is May 21st, 2006. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all our channels, YouTube, Spotify, X, or every social media channel you have out there. And we are live every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Facebook and on YouTube. And we are on some of your favorite podcast streaming channels. Don't forget to hit the like button, leave us a review and rating. It'll help us out tremendously. All right, let's get right into it. Mr. Byron Jones, how are you? And how's it going over there?
Besides, now it's raining. 3 days, it was in the high 90s, and today it's supposed to rain. It's supposed to be in the 50s the rest of the week.
My God. All right. Well, it's hot here. Let's bring one of our favorite hosts, a Jet fan in orange and blue right now. We're going to talk a little bit about the game because he's got to go because the game is about to start. All right, Mr. Orange and Blue Skies are calling. What's going on? Go New York. Go New York. Go.
Yeah, it's game night tonight, Vic.
Right, Mike, give us your prediction. I'm going to go quick because I know you want to watch the show and then you're going to try to come back. But I got a few issues I want to talk about. We're going to talk with you. What predictions for tonight?
What I'm going with the Knicks. They should play a lot better. They got off to a slow start in game one. I expect them to play a little bit more up-tempo and run the offense to Towns tonight because it was all Brunson that brought that comeback, and I expect them to play a little different. So I'm going with the New York Knicks to win 10 in a row. And you know what it is, Vic. It's orange and blue skies here in North Carolina right now. It's good to see you, Byron. What's up?
I'll ask you a question. How many games do you give, if any, how many games do you think Cleveland will win?
Oh, man, I'm always a Knicks in six, but after tonight, I'd be able to tell you more. It's only game two. It's get ready to start. I need to see body, how their actions are tonight with the Knicks. And
how many games do the Knicks win? I mean, Cleveland will win. I don't think they're going to win the series.
I believe they can win about two games.
Interesting. What do you
say, Byron? I'm going to be the hater that I'm always – I'm going to say, the other day was a fluke when the Knicks won.
He's just a hater.
The Cleveland in five. In five.
In five. Oh, that's impressive.
So crazy that we went four in a row, Byron. Okay. All right. Let me tell you my piece. All right. So here, real quick. First of all, I just want you to know, I'm a converted Heat fan. I'm happy for the Knicks. Okay, but I will tell you, unfortunately, if that was the Miami Heat playing, half the stadium would have left. That's the sad part. That's why I'm in. You remember when Ray Allen hit that shot
Absolutely.
Miami? I'm in that photo, Froggy. I'm in the photo. I'm behind the scene. I'm in it. Me, Izzy, Israel Del Torre. Remember Israel?
I got to check out that photo with Vic. I know you told me this story before. You changed over.
The Garden, everybody stayed. It was packed. I think that helped out. I just wanted to give kudos to the Knicks fans for staying and watching the whole game and pumping that team back. You got to give New York fans are different, man. Totally different. I yelled at the fans in front of me. That's right. I did tell you that story. That's right.
Listen, Vic, let me tell you something about this New York Knicks team, today's New York Knicks team, which I've been a part of basically all my life. They're a different breed. Jalen Brunson is that guy because they ain't had a player like him, a small player like Isaiah Thomas, Steph Curry, to lead a team to a championship is special. And I think this is our year. I always told you that. Remember, I said, watch out. The Knicks are coming. And that's just the way it is, bro. I got to get through game two. I know it's about to start. I love you guys. And Byron, you keep hating. I love that.
I'm gonna leave with this though. Do you think I'm gonna tell you what I believe? I think that Cleveland fan after this, the Cleveland coach after the series should be fired. Byron?
No. Byron? No. They ran across a beast right now.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I believe that you're really low, Byron, for some reason. I believe that Cleveland Browns, after this, if they lose this series, he should be fired.
That's being a little bad on him.
I can't hear you, Byron.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay, Froggy?
I don't think so neither, Victor. Listen,
let me tell you this. Wait a second. Do you understand that when you're winning by 21 in the fourth quarter with 9 minutes left, it was 500 and something to zero. 500 times those teams won. The only one team that has ever lost in 500 plus games is Cleveland. Do you want to be on that side of that number one?
Well, the Knicks made history. That's all I care about. Vic, you know that. Don't ask me that question.
I'm just telling you, I know the Knicks won, and I give him all the credit in the world, but he needs to be fired.
Nine in a row, Vic. Nine in a row. The New York Knicks.
You're up by 21 in fourth quarters. You got four timeouts. You have James Harden guarding the most clutch guy in the NBA, and Harden's not known for defense.
Not even close.
So, all right, Frog, go watch the game. See if you can come
Listen,
back.
Guys. I love you, Jersey boys. I know you got some New York Giants to talk about. I hope to get back with you with some nice Giants and Jet stuff I met and some New York Knicks. I love you guys. I'll talk to you in a bit.
All right. Bye. All right, Mr. Jones, get into the football game. What is this? Okay, here we go. Interesting. Okay, let's just start with this one. This one bothers me the most. Got to remove Froggy. All right. Giants have signed GM Joe Shane to a multi-year contract extension, securing his future alongside new head coach. Okay, help me out with that, Byron. What is that about?
I don't know. Maybe
he got photos.
He's got to have photos. He's got to know where the bodies are buried. He got to know where Jimmy Hoffa is, and whatever else, man. Because I didn't see this one coming. I figured, you know, with Harbaugh, you know, being there now, you know, pretty much he's the de facto GM. But this, come to see this today, was completely out of left field.
The new head coach. Okay, first, the team landed John Harbaugh to be their new head coach. While Joe Shane was notably involved in the search, knew he could consider the system reporting on ownership. I just don't understand this, dude. I mean, like, he's already had a 5-year, $100 million contract. Like, why would you – what is he doing? Right now, he's only recruiting. And even that, I don't think he's done anything.
I don't get it. I don't understand it because, you know, he's hit on a couple picks, some of them not so good. And for him to, you know, for him to give him an extension – you know, maybe, you know, I don't know with the owner's health and everything, they really don't want to change things and whatever. But this was just weird, man. This was like out of left field.
I'm just reading, like, look at, they were saying that reports hinted that he was going to be a casualty after the draft. And then at the same time, Harbaugh pursuit indicated that coach's likely willingness to work with him, but he was relegated to recruiting duties. Shane has spent two decades in the NFL front office. I'm just trying to see what the value of his contract is. You know what the value of his contract is?
Nah. Well, it ain't going to be nowhere near what Harbaugh is getting.
No, but Shane's contract was $100 million. He was $20 million a year.
No, he wouldn't get that much.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't think they get that much. GM, no, especially a GM that's never won anything. They definitely ain't gonna pay him that kind of money. The only guy that gets that kind of, you know, crazy money is probably Howie Roseman, the guy down the street.
Shane was the final year of his 2025 year contract. reasons for extension ownership cited that the need for continuity and stability after months of speculation. They're not saying.
They don't say anything about how much he gets.
Not saying anything. No, I'm trying to find it. All right, bro, that's just ridiculous, though. I mean, I don't understand. You know I'm not a fan of him at all.
Okay, now I found something. I don't know how true this is. They're saying that Shane is – this is over a year ago, last year, mm-hmm. that he was making $20 million a year last
I
year.
I told you that. He was making $20 million a year. I told you.
They ain't giving him no raise, man. I would give him no raise.
They gave him an extension, so I don't think he gave him a raise, but they extended his $20 million deal. He was making I'm telling you he was making $20
million. I would extend him right out the door, man.
That's exactly what I said. I do not understand that at all. Do not understand. Like, I'm just disgusted with that. I don't see the value has. And then he's only doing recruiting. I mean, look, I'd do it for $5
million. Yeah, I'd do it for $1 million.
I'd do it for $1 million, too. I'd do it for shit. Man, anyhow. All right, so the town hall offered. Okay, Giants held an annual town hall at New York's Beacon Theater Monday night. The town hall offered fans an opportunity to gain exclusive insight from general manager Joe Shane, head coach John Harbaugh, Jackson Dart. Did you go, Byron?
No. No.
Harbaugh said in the town hall that the tight end room, which added former Ravens Isaiah Likely, has the potential to be the best in the league. Interesting. You know I love the tight ends, bro. Giants signed Isaiah Likely, Theo Johnson, Daniel Bellinger, and Chris Manhurts.
Well, he left one out. Fadone is the other kid that was a rookie last year. He's the fifth one.
Wow. Well, I'm happy. You know, I like that. You know, I like tight ends in the football.
They made a mistake. Bellinger is with Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Santiago, producer, fix that. Fix that. All right. Giant Scam Cadu at Town Hall says he'll be ready to play by week one. Man, that foot looked terrible, didn't it?
Yeah, that hurt. When that happened,
that hurt me.
My foot was killing me. I was sitting there looking. I was like, I turned away. I was like, man, that was. And he left one thing out. The other group that Harbaugh liked is the cornerback group. You know, your favorite group. Some reason, he likes that group too.
Let's see. Well, if he likes that group with all the stuff he put together, we're in good shape here. So, but Scatterboo, don't throw the ball to the little guy in the middle.
Yeah.
Don't throw it to him in the middle. At least not where he has to jump.
Yeah. Well, it was just a fluke accident.
Chiefs. Why we get the Chiefs already? Is that it? Let's see. It was a freak accident, but there was no need for that play.
Okay. I got more Giants stuff right here.
Good.
All right. Here we go. Let's see. In the division, you're saying that we haven't played very well since 2020. The Giants are 11-24-1 against the NFC East. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's probably about right because we were terrible for that long. I mean, our division is tough enough, and we're getting smoked by, you know, by Cowboys seem to beat us up. I mean, we're probably like how many wins in that whole thing? Probably, I don't think we have any win against Cowboys there. I know we beat the Eagles, Washington, but Dallas seems our number. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we beat Dallas in years.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's going to change this year. I mean, I think division's up. I don't believe I do not believe that the Giants are going to be, you know, walked around or whatever. I think they're here to play.
And, you know what I mean? And then some of the pictures I've seen, like what they're running through the defenses, they got Reese, our number one pick, is right alongside Edmonds. So he's going to be the wheel backer. Mm. So, yeah, they're not going to look too bad. They ain't going to look too bad on defense.
No, you know, they're not. Not with that speed, man.
Yeah, they're going to have a whole lot of speed. You know, figure with, you know, Carter, and, you know, they're going to have the multiple, you know, pieces, you know, at the defensive tackle position and nose position. You know, nobody should be out there playing 50, 60 snaps, you know, 20, you know. And if you're out there for, you know, 20, 25 snaps a game, you know, you give it your all. You know, there's no reason. I'm tired. Raise your hand. Somebody next. So, yes, the defense is going to be a lot better because it can't be any worse because we were, like I said last week, way at the bottom as far as defense.
Take money lines on teams.
Sorry.
So we'll be just fine. And then the other thing, I don't think he added this as well. Just remember, this is the 40th anniversary of the 1986 team winning their championship this year. They're going to have a
for who?
For the Giants. When they play, yeah, when they play. Come on now.
No, I saw they put the Knicks thing on to watch, and I thought Knicks were 72. But
when they're going to play week four, they're going to play against the Arizona Cardinals on October 1st. That's when they're going to have the little thing. And, you know, people, just in case they don't remember, you know, the Giants did win 39-20 against the Denver Broncos. Phil Simms was, you know, the MVP. On that day, you know, if you just happen to be up here, Mr. Victor, they're giving away, where is this? They're giving away Mark Bavaro bobbleheads.
At the stadium?
Yes. For that day, for that game.
That's fun.
Come on, man. Okay, Lawrence Taylor was on a day. You think maybe you would have like a mix of.
Why wouldn't you have Phil Simms? He guys was the MVP.
Why would you have Lawrence Taylor?
Or Lawrence Taylor, yeah.
Or Harry Carson. Mark, I know. I think Bavaro had like 51 yards, you know, receiving, touchdown, and then he had the one that skidded off his hand and that the wide receiver caught in the corner. He would have had two, but, you know, he had one. But Mark Bavaro, now, he was a great player for the Giants. Great player. I ain't saying nothing bad about him, but of all people, why would you give, you know, bobblehead, you know, for him?
That's crazy. I have no idea. I mean, again, I think your first choice would be the MVP. Then next, obviously, would be Lawrence Taylor. So I have no idea what they're doing.
Or Harry Carson.
Yeah, anybody. But Mark Ferrer was very well loved, though.
Yeah, but of all people, man.
We'll see. As long as we win, who cares? All right. I don't see anything about the DBs though. So he's liking his DBs. Let's see. Because he has a habit of putting this stuff on the bottom. So I just want to see. All right, let's go here. All right, let's go back into Rasheed Weiss is jailed for that's just stupid. Will be in jail for 30. Oh my god.
You know where he's gonna be in jail? I'm gonna tell you exactly where they're gonna put him in jail. He's gonna be in protective custody. Ain't nobody gonna be able to get nowhere near him. He's going to come out of the cell by himself. They'll probably give him, you know, good behavior after 10 days, and they're going to set him on his way. Because we had a high-profile guy at our place one time, and that's exactly what happened. He comes out the cell by himself. They bring his food to him, and, you know, he lived like a king for like a month.
Right. Oh, it's stupid, some of the stuff that we got here. Going on here. Lamb, how about a CeeDee Lamb claps as Giant? There's an article on what CDM was upset about.
Something Harbaugh said.
Yeah, here. You got it here. Dallas Cowboys wide receiver reacted to social media viral remarks. John Harbaugh team earlier this week, Harbaugh during town hall focus said he's going to kick ass. I don't care less about what's happened last year or even before 10 years. And CeeDee Lamb, when we heard John Harbaugh say, if the Giants keep working hard, they'll be as good enough to kick Lamb. Laugh out loud. That's cute.
he does have the right to laugh about it because we haven't.
They've owned us.
For years.
A long time. And they've beaten us down. It's not even like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I still can't get over the 40-0 one. Oof.
Yeah, that
was brutal.
That was brutal. Yeah, that hurt. That hurt big time. All right. Rasheed Rice. Okay, well, why are we so much? Is this the same player we talked about? Why do we care?
He's a Kansas City Chief, man. That's why they care.
Who cares? I don't care. Patriots as league contender to trade for Brown. We know that. All right. Remember Brown? Okay. We got too much here. What do you think about $25 million for Rodgers?
What else are they gonna give him? You can't give.
I mean, that's half a league, you know, average if you think about it.
Yeah, you can't give him a pay cut. So, you know, give him the $25 million, you know, fully guaranteed, and here's your money. Hang around this year, you know. Hopefully, you know, he has a little.
Hopefully, you don't get hurt.
He's gonna be all right, man. You know, they attempted to fix the offensive line, Pittsburgh. You know, the running game. I don't you know, whoever they got in the running game. But, you know, this is his swan song. I don't think, you know, they're thinking playoffs, but I don't think so.
Wow, this is going to be a good Super Bowl. Nashville will host the Super Bowl in 2030.
Wow, you can go out there for some country music.
It's pretty nice. Ever been to Nashville?
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. I like Nashville. NBA, okay, we're not going to talk about that yet. We may have to get in that pretty soon. It's already 8:30, so Knicks head coach, okay. SGA. Hey, we got a lot of basketball. Okay. Let's see. Ain't much more on the NFL. What else are you hearing about the NFL?
Nothing crazy.
Yeah, I don't think there's much, you know, talking about.
Because yeah, most people are in, you know, mini camps, you know, OTAs, you know, and that's it. So hopefully, you know, nobody gets hurt. Just make it through, and then next month, and July, you know, when everybody's at camp.
I will, Froggy, we're going to miss it. There's 4 minutes of in the first quarter, and I don't think we're going to last until halftime. So, all right, let's. I'm going to go on my tire right now. Knicks playoffs. Knicks up 1-0 against Cavs after greatest. You got to spell correct. Spell check there. Greatest comeback in playoff history.
Ooh.
Okay, in playoff history. Byron, I don't know why. Why do you think he shouldn't be fired? Dude, that was terrible. That was the worst coaching. That was worse than some of the McCarthy stuff he did with the Philadelphia Dallas Cowboys. Byron, he had four timeouts with 21 minutes left. Right? Four timeouts with 9 minutes left. Up 21 points. Your team came off of seven game grueling stretch against Detroit. You had a chance to win the first game in the Garden, okay, against a team you know is resilient. How do you not stop momentum, Byron? Come on, you played the game. There's a point where you got to stop if a team is running up. They went on an 18-1 run. He didn't call one timeout.
Yeah, but I wouldn't call for the guy to be fired, you know, after the first game because – things just happen. Who do they run at defensively? The Knicks constantly. James Harden. Everybody knows.
Yeah, but I understand that, Byron. But how do you not make a substitution at that point? You had Max Strus on the bench. Yeah, I think it was another player. I don't remember his name. He was on the bench. You guys didn't call a timeout, Byron. You got to adjust. How many times in that 18-1 run? I think Brunson scored 14 points. Byron, at what point do you not switch players on them?
Because they probably just want him out there for the offense. And even that was kind of meh.
He didn't do anything. It was 18-1 run, Byron. Yeah. He didn't score a point.
I know.
And then Donovan Mitchell was lighting it up. Donovan Mitchell scored like 3 points in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
And let me ask you a question, Byron. The other thing that bothers me off, not only am I upset with the coach, and not because I wanted the Cleveland to win, it's just that – that was just a poor – coaches are supposed to put you in a position to win. But also, when you're a superstar, why don't you call timeout yourself? You're willing to – you know what's funny is Mike Brown is there because the players complained about the coach and they got him fired, right? So how is it you as a superstar player are worried about calling a timeout? What's the coach going to do to you? You think the coach is going to sit Donovan Mitchell because he called timeout? You think they're going to cut Donovan Mitchell because he called timeout? Donovan Mitchell, call timeout. I'm getting my butt kicked. I'm tired.
Yeah, but maybe he does, you know, that's probably not his personality where he's going to do something like that to show up the coach, you know, and let the coach, that's what they get paid for.
He could have faked it.
How are you going to fake it?
I'm tired. Timeout. Bullshit. I'm sorry.
Everybody was seeing that, man, if he pulled the old 52 fake up. Everybody was seeing that.
It was Byron, come on. In football, defensive players take their time getting up. They fall on other players. They lay down. They're on top of players. Come on. So don't tell me that a basketball player couldn't say, okay, man, we're getting our butts kicked. Coach ain't doing anything. I'm going to call timeout. I'm tired. I'm the star player of this team. I'm tired. I'm going to call timeout. I can't keep seeing this happen. Yeah, coach, you got to call something, write it up. You had four timeouts.
But I don't see, like I said before, I don't see star players, you know, like maybe a LeBron, you know, throwing him out there, or, you know, a Kevin Durant or Giannis or, you know, one of those kind of guys, you know, probably could do it and get away with it. But for just, he just doesn't seem like that, you know, Mitchell, that kind of guy that would do something like that. Now, James Harden should have been the one, you know, call a timeout because the bad defense, he doesn't even play defense. It's just like he's out there in the court.
Look what Mike Brown said. Oh, no. Sorry. Mike Brown, head coach, no secret, we were attacking Harden.
There you go. Why not? Everybody does all year round.
Especially when you're going on a run. And look, Brunson has proven he's a clutch player in the fourth quarter. He can put up the points. And he's the guy beating you on your weakest defensive player. How do you not make a switch? I'm beside myself, Byron. That is worst.
If the guys that they have on the bench, are they if they were better than Harden, they would be playing. If they play better defense than Harden, they would put him out there.
Byron, you know, when you're up by 21 points, you don't need scoring.
Yeah.
You don't need scoring. So why do you need Harden out there?
Yeah,
and then you went back to your normal let Harden dribble the ball for half the time of the play clock and do nothing with it. Well, Donovan Mitchell was like what would you call it? A decoy? A decoy for what?
Yeah, that's what he was. He's saving himself for the next game.
Yeah. No, that game was they're gonna lose. Byron, I don't think if they're gonna win maybe one game. I think it's gonna be the Knicks in five. That game's hard to come back. Right now they're playing good. It's a close scoring game, but imagine it's a close scoring game. You're going into the fourth quarter. You know you just came back for 21 points. You think the Knicks are worried?
They might be tired if they put out all that energy too for the one game.
They might be, but we'll see. I mean, if they win this game, I just think that, you know, they're going to have to win the first game in Cleveland to have a shot. That's the only thing. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to beat the West, though.
No.
I mean, between those two teams out there, to me, that's the NBA Finals.
Or if that series goes seven games, them beating up on each other, that one of the Knicks would probably had a chance to win a championship if those teams, which they're going to do it.
Well, right now, a lot of players are hurt. There's a lot of injured players on the West.
Yeah,
a lot of them got hurt. Chet Holmgren got hurt. I think there was a couple Spurs players that got hurt. So you're right. Knicks got a shot if they're getting beat up over there. But I mean, Brian, there was so much that went wrong with that game from a coaching standpoint. Byron, you got four timeouts, man.
Maybe he didn't want to use them. Maybe he didn't.
He said that's
he was saving them for the next game.
He said he was saving them. But what are you saving them for? For the loss?
Yeah, I guess. That's exactly
and then he tried to defend James Harden for his defensive play. How do you defend Steve? There's not anyone in the league that doesn't understand that Steve Harden is a liability defensive.
James Harden has sucked all year on defense. Matter of fact, for years, he's been bad on defense. Bad. Not even bad. Whatever word I can think of later, worse than bad, that's what he is.
More than bad. He's badder.
Yeah, well, that too.
Batterer. I don't know. I think he should be fired, bro. I'm just sorry. You can't. Byron, the record is 1-500 and something.
He's not going to get fired because they're just happy to be
500. Byron, that's almost five seasons. And this was over a long time. Those are games. Those are seasons. This is 500 games. That's in the history of the NBA. Do you understand? If the largest comeback in the history of NBA, doesn't the opposite mean the largest loss from being up?
Yeah, I guess.
Here we get Sarah. We got some comments. We got to see here. What do we got here? Sonya Jones, New York's playing hard. Shamet off the bench. Oh, she's still a Knicks fan, son. You're still a Knicks fan?
What? She's a Knicks fan like the Giants and the Lake. I mean the Lions.
That's right. She a Knicks fan today? Where's she gonna be? She, I thought she was a Pistons fan.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Why? Wasn't the Lions from Detroit? Didn't you leave New York once?
Yeah, she did.
No. You don't leave one team in New York. Why should you leave for all the teams?
Nah, she ain't gonna do that. She has too much Knicks stuff at home. So yeah,
she had a lot of Giants stuff.
She got a lot of Knicks stuff too.
She got a lot of Giants stuff.
She goes back to Patrick Ewing.
Yeah, but so what? Should she go back to Lawrence Taylor? She was a baby when they won their first Super Bowl.
She wasn't that big. She kind of old. She wasn't that much of a baby.
Well, let's see. I was in college in first Super Bowl, so she was in high school. She was still young.
Yeah, she wasn't that young. She old. My sister old.
She's a baby, Tammy. Don't be saying that. I think she's writing something now. You're gonna get it. She's, yeah?
That's what I said. Yeah, I said it. I'm going to stick with it, too.
Oh, no. You're explaining hard. So, yeah, I was defending your age, but I ain't defending your Benedict Arnold, my Giants. Uh-oh, she's coming back hard. Only left for you bums.
Wow.
She's called us bums on our show. That's rough. Jones family have no love.
Oh my God.
No. Fierce woman in the Jones family. Fierce woman.
And the other one is worse.
You know, they Ewing practiced at my gym and at Uppsala. The Knicks used to practice there. And that was with Patrick Ewing. You know, who was the coach? What was his name? It was Mike Brown. It was Mike something. Shoot. Back when Ewing coached. He was funny.
I remember when Bernard King was there, when he was in there practicing at Upsilon.
Well, Sugar Ray Williams. Yeah, Bernard King was there. Sugar Ray Williams. Remember? Those guys would talk a lot of smack at Upsilon. That is funny. All right, let's get over here. I don't know. I still think everything that possibly could go wrong went wrong. And you know, James Harden is going to go down as not only the worst defensive player, but he's going to go down as the one of the best players that could not handle playoff stardom.
Well, it's a whole bunch of them. He ain't the only one.
Well, but he's one of them, you know. I mean, there's a lot of them, but he's up there, man. I mean, the guy averaged a double-double the whole season, didn't he? I mean, you're talking about he's played high-level basketball, and once the playoffs come, he's just terrible.
He's just bad, like outright awful in the playoffs. Like all those other guys, you figure like Karl Malone, Barkley. And a bunch of those guys. You know, they played well. They carried their team, you know, in the playoffs. It was just that the rest of them guys, you know, were no help. And he gets, you know, he averages, you know, whatever he averages during the season. And then once he gets to the playoffs, you know, he's turnover prone. He's like turnover.
Byron called you old. I didn't call you old, Sonya. I didn't call you old. And she's saying Oakley. Yeah, Oakley. I remember Oakley's one of the toughest dudes in the league when he played, man.
Him, Anthony Mason. Yeah, they
were some rough.
John Starks.
Yeah. All right, let's go. SGA bounce back effort helps Thunder. Really wasn't it. You know, it wasn't SGA. It was his bench. You know, their bench put up like 59 points.
They're loaded. They're, you know,
their bench put up 59. Even SGA say, he goes, hey, man, our team, we got a lot of help tonight. Because I think he put up 30. I mean, he's still a great player. Don't care, he's two-time MVP. But his 59 points from the bench.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points. So they got a lot of help. But they needed that. That guy Wemby is tough, man.
They were talking about him, that he played against Chet Holmgren. And, you know, I guess when they were teenagers. and then some like a USA junior something or whatever it was, and that Chet got MVP, and ever since then, every time they plays against him, he goes balls to the walls, like against him, like all the time.
Yeah. But Chet Holmgren put a nice block on him the other day. I didn't think he'd be able to block Wemby.
I can't believe how big that guy is, man. I would hate to be try to block that. We used to, well, I wouldn't try, but to stick your hand up there where he's coming down with a dunk. He's already 2 feet above you. So, you know, he better tore your arm off trying to, you know, block a shot.
Byron, they took on Get Up, they took a tape and they had the tape and they showed like how tall he was compared to the guy that was like six something on the show, right? 6'6", and showed him how big he was above him. And then they showed his arm reach. It's like you can't, like he was like a whole entire arm over you when you put his arm, his wingspan. And he plays like a guard.
Well, as long as he doesn't start doing, but the original big man that could do that, people forget all about him, was Ralph Sampson. Ralph Sampson could do that too. Bring the ball up.
He was an incredible player. Well, Sampson won a championship though.
Yeah, when he got help with Eliza guy. Yeah, when he got help, then he was fine. But he was originally, he was like, what, 7'5", or whatever he was, bring the ball up and do all that stuff. But the problem with him, his knees gave away. That's what happened with him.
The biggest guy ever, to me, in my opinion, who wasn't 7 foot, it's got to be Magic Johnson. At 6'9", point guard, I mean, that's a big point guard. I don't think there's a point guard today that has that big, is there? Who's been a point guard at 6'9"?
Nobody.
That's what makes him so great. I mean, people could say a lot of things about a lot of people, but the fact that that guy could play all five positions, you know, is incredible. All right, let's go here. SGA bounced back, subpar game opener to score 30 points. Like I said, he scored 30 points. Let me tell you, Caruso's balling. And then, you know, back to the Knicks and Jalen Brunson. Didn't Jalen Brunson won two national championships at Villanova, didn't he?
I don't know.
I'm pretty positive. I know he won one, right?
I've been through that campus, man. They're building that campus up big time.
Really? College championships.
They won in 85, 2016, and 2018.
So that was him. 16 and 18 was him.
Yeah, it had to be.
Yeah, that was him. That was him and his boys. There's like three or four of them in the NBA.
Yeah, he been around that long? Damn.
Yeah, he's really been carrying the Knicks over the last few years. All righty. Predictions. My prediction is Knicks in five. And I think I'm going to call San Antonio in seven.
Wow. San Antonio? Yeah. Well, you know I got to go the opposite. So I'm going to go OKC in seven. And Cleveland, like I said before, is five.
Byron, they got to win four games in a row, Byron.
They are.
They're not going to beat the Knicks four times, man.
They're going to beat them four times.
They're not going to not only beat them four times. I don't think they can beat them four times in a row, much less than four times.
The Knicks expended a lot of energy that last game.
Right now, it's only 31-31, dude.
The Cleveland Cavaliers is five. I'm going to stick with it. And then one, you know, if they lose, then I'm going to deny that I ever said it.
As you always do. All right. 1-1. But we already picked that. Tonight you're picking Cleveland.
Of course.
I don't know who to pick.
Cleveland at five.
I just don't think the Knicks are going to – I think you gave the Knicks enough to know that you don't have to worry about they're I think the Knicks are going to take tonight.
Nah.
Yeah. Is football over? Flag?
Thank God. Oh man, we lost a heartbreaker It was with 4 seconds left, we lost 20-18. We'd have been in the championship game if we'd have won.
Would you have been in the championship game against the two kids that left your team?
No, no. And the crazy thing is, like, they have we have like an 8U, 10U, 12, and 14. We're the only ones that did not, all the other teams that we have, all of them made the championship team except us. We're the only ones that did.
Let me ask you. Okay.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You saw what?
I was so pissed, man. I saw, because I was like, because I didn't think about it until late. I was like, wait a minute. Everybody else is going to championship game but us. Man, I was so mad, man. I was like, oh, my God. I can't believe, man, that happened.
What happened to the two players that left and walked on to some other team? How did that team do?
They're playing in a 10U championship.
So they did the right move.
Yeah, man.
So they did the right move, Byron.
Yeah, I know. Don't remind me.
They did a Saquon on you.
Yeah, boy, did they.
Oh my God, it is so funny.
And then we got like the kids we played, you know, 12-year-olds, you know, they're from Darby, you know, like down the road. And I'm sitting there to one kid, man. The kid is about as tall as I am. He's 12, right? I'm looking at him. I was like, he's tall. And I'm sitting there, there's two of them. And I'm sitting there, and I got like a whole bunch of little ones. And they got the big old tall 12-year-old. I sit there looking at the kid. I was like, yo, man, I said, I need to see your birth certificate. Because when I saw you pulling up in the minivan, because you're like 35 years old, you know, with wife and kids, man. He's sitting there looking at the kids, looking, laughing and stuff. His parents, oh, that's my baby. Stop talking about my baby like that. He ain't driving no minivan with kids. I was like, oh, yes, he is.
But I don't understand. Why didn't you just throw the ball up like plectical burrs?
They did. Well, no, they did. We couldn't cover them. Because these
the kid played on another team.
Oh, he was on another team, man. They just take the ball. One kid, the first play, that kid threw the ball from, because you start on the five. That kid threw the ball the whole length of the field in the air. The first pass, trying to get it to one of them.
The tall kid?
Yeah. The other tall kid was throwing to the other one. He took off down the sideline. And I sit there, I'm telling our safe, back up. Man, that ball was – I'm like, look at this kid throw this ball. You just watched it. He threw about 50 yards in the air.
Oh. Hey, your sister, Harden's overrated.
Well, we know that. Tell me something we don't know. No,
but he's overrated in the playoffs. He's not overrated in his regular season.
Well, you know, you figure if you got the ball in your hands all the time and, you know, you were able to shoot 25, 30 times a game. Really? I want to be in no Christmas list anyway. Whatever you got, you can keep whatever you want to get. I don't want nothing.
Buy him a Detroit hat.
No, I already have a Sue jersey, so you know, we don't need to add nothing else to it.
Oh my God, that is hilarious. Hey, I'm still can't believe I'm still shocked with Joe Shane. I don't even know what to say about that. Apparently Harbaugh had to sign off on that one, right?
Yeah.
He's probably just like, hey, he ain't doing anything anyway. So go ahead. Let's not cause any more disruption. The other thing is, if you're Harbaugh, you already straightened everybody out. Like, you're reporting directly to ownership. Everything is fine. This is what he's gonna do. He probably doesn't want a GM. What GM wants that job to be a recruiter anyways?
Well, maybe if
you understand what I mean. It's like, so it was probably better for the Giants to extend his contract. Because what GM is going to want to come in there and be relegated to only recruiting?
Yeah, because if you fire him now, what are you going to get? You know, nothing.
Yeah, no one's going to. It's not a position anyone's going to want to walk into.
Well, when they hired that young lady, I think she's the vice president in charge of something. I forgot what her name is. The one they got from the NFL office. And, you know, she's way up the food chain, too, you know, as far as what, you know, things are going with the Giants. But for them to hire, you know, to give more, I don't know. That was.
All right. So we got short show today, Byron.
Like short?
Yeah. I'm coming off of a trade show run, man. I'm trying to recoup. And, hey, it's Memorial Weekend.
Yeah.
You doing anything?
Not in the rain. I ain't supposed to be in the 50s all weekend.
Really? Well, it's going to be nice here. Let me see.
Are you finished rubbing it in?
Yeah, no, I'm going to rub it in a little bit more. Okay. We're going to go see my sister in Jacksonville.
And now you go see Althea up there.
Oh, she's in Jacksonville?
Yep.
Althea Rogers?
Yep.
She lives in Jacksonville?
Yep.
So does Stephen Baker?
I don't know about all that. I don't know.
I thought those they were together.
I don't know.
You say that like you're pleading the fifth.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I know when a friend of mine said that he saw her and, you know, hung out with down there. So
it's going to be nice, man. Usually it rains. It's like a little cloudy Friday, Saturday, Sunday is supposed to be 87, 89, 87, 86. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, here's supposed to be 59, 53, 54, rain every day. Every day, all day.
Let me see.
Oh, and then we start tackle football on Saturday, too, just so you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I said, too.
So, oh, man. We're driving. So, I'm telling you how nice it is. This is how you get me back. So, I'm going to Jacksonville. It's going to be, looks like it's 60% chance of rain Saturday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
We're the same boat then. We can both sit there and put our muck-mucks on.
No, it's still going to be in the high 80s. It's just, you know, for Lauderdale, at least, it's going to be nice.
No, it ain't going to be nice. It's supposed to rain. My grass is getting high.
Damn, man, look at this. We're going to miss all the sun.
My grass is getting high again. Yeah, so,
So you'll be spending cutting the grass?
No, I hired somebody to cut the grass.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I got lazy.
Yeah, I didn't cut grass in a long time. I had a little tractor at one time in Georgia.
Really, man? A tractor?
Yeah, we had an acre, almost an acre.
Nah, I ain't getting all of it. There's no way. I got enough to get a tractor. Ain't no way I'm getting my big behind on a tractor. Look like fat guy on a little tractor.
It was pretty fun, man, for a while. And then, like, all right, I'm tired of this. Yeah. All right, brother. What do you got?
Yeah, I got somebody to cut it, so I'm good.
All right. He's back. You're back. We're about to end.
I know. That's why I wanted to come on. I'm sorry, guys. It's about, 7-6 minutes and some change left in this
half. I told you we never make it for halftime. We were about to sign off.
I know. I just wanted to thank you guys for just having me, you know, at least watch some of the game. And Byron, I see he says he's a New York Knicks for life. Vic, what is up with Byron? He changes every week from one team to another. What is going on here? Byron, I love you, my brother.
In four. It's just you guys are win, losing five. Like, I don't
know. Yeah. And he goes against the grain. He's picking the other team. I don't know. Oh.
If he makes win tonight, he's going to deny it.
Yep.
No. He's going to live with this one because it's recorded for life, Byron. You can't get away from this, bro.
Let me ask you a question, something, Froggy.
Talk to me.
If you were the Knicks and the game is this close, and you know you just came back from 21 points to 9, you got to be feeling pretty good going into the fourth quarter if it's a 2-point game.
Oh, no question. It's a low-scoring game right now. I mean, the Knicks' defense is incredible, but the way the game one had, they were blowing us out by in the third quarter. I think they scored like 33 points on the Knicks or something, and the Knicks outscored them at the end like 44-11. And, Vic, I heard you say something early on the show about, like, if Donovan Mitchell was such a – like that guy, like when they were like tired, you could see he was tired, just called the timeout. He just did it for a challenge in this game. He just told the coach challenge to play. It's the same thing as just saying, all right, you know what, coach, I'm going to call this timeout you're not going to call it. And I agree with you 100% on that. I just like these superstars got to take over. So like I heard Byron say, it's the coach. He gets paid for that. I understand that. But it's the players that are out there running up and down on that floor. And if the coach's staff doesn't see it, and maybe he's neglecting his job as well, I'm going to call a damn timeout, and we're all going to get our breath to try to say we're going to stop the bleeding. Because I agree with Vic on that. A superstar has that authority.
Yeah. So, and you know, how many times they say, "Oh, coach, you know, call
again." Yeah, call. Yeah, let's review this or lose our challenge or something. Yeah.
I'm tired. Call the timeout. You got it. Yeah. I still blame the coach, but I'm just saying, Donovan Mitchell. At what point, you know, I was saying that the Knicks players got Thibodeau fired. Right?
But that was a different thing.
If the players are able to do that, then you should be enough to call a timeout.
But see, Vic, what you're saying is two different things. Through the whole season, the players were like literally exhausted. In a game situation, you have captains on the floor, and maybe that's why you got that cheese on your shirt, is to say, you know what? All this chatter right here, I'm going to call the timeout. I'm a captain. I'm going to call the timeout. Yeah, what are you going to do? That's the point that you made, and I totally agree with you, brother.
What are you going to do to me? And number one, yeah, and number two, then Byron goes, well, Byron had said, well, who's better than Harden to be out there? You're up by 21 points. You don't need offense.
You know, like you said.
Timeout. No. In basketball, how many times in basketball do you see that the coach keeps reversing players? He puts a defensive player in when he needs defense and then puts in an offensive player when he needs offense. Back and forth. Yes or no? Late in games.
Listen, you have to rotate to your scheme to defend Jalen Brunson. Somebody had to do something. And if he left him out there on the island by himself, I must have felt that he wasn't Revis because he got toasted. And that just happens in the game. And the coach has to make that decision to put somebody else on him, maybe. I don't know. But the Knicks were on another level. Like I said, they just ran everything through Brunson. And like I said, Vic, it was all about what the scheme was on the coach. He didn't call timeout, so he lost the timeout. Because he did have four of them. And by that time, the bleeding was already like an 18 to something run. And I thought he neglected that part. But like I said, the Knicks came all the way back. I thought they played like comeback basketball, like Knick basketball, and they did it. So, I mean, it's about 4 minutes to go in this game. They're up by four. I mean, I'm sorry I came on too late for you guys, but
no, that's okay. I wanted to go into the places I wanted to talk about why.
Let's talk about San Antonio a little bit.
Well, San Antonio, I'll tell you what though, the bench for San Antonio and Oklahoma, the bench saved Oklahoma. They scored 59 points.
Hey, that kid Caruso has been coming up, and he's been coming up big for them. I mean, I got to say that this is going to be a tough series for San Antonio to get out of. So I expect them to bounce. They stole the game. They didn't really steal it. Wimby just came out and he stole the show. You know, like to me, I watched that whole game and what he did, it was very impressive by a young man to have 41 and 25, nine of them were offensive rebounds. This kid is incredible. And I think they're playing to win two games in San Antonio. They might get Fox back, knowing how that high sprained ankle he had suffered. So if they get Fox, because they lost Dylan Hopper, he got hurt in this game, and we don't know his situation. But San Antonio still has a shot at it, Vic. You gotta give them props because Wimby is special, man. I'm telling you.
In seven.
He's special. You got seven. I don't know if they
get down the Knicks. Look at them. Okay, how long is Harden holding that ball, dribbling and that offense doesn't work, man.
Well, that's their offense. You know he's been doing that.
Yeah, but that offense hurt the Knicks. Now the way Brunson is playing off the ball, running around, that's what's making you guys. That's what's making the Knicks so much better. You know what I mean? That offense. That's not the offense. Every team he's on, he's done that. At what point do you don't make it to the championship? Do you not realize it doesn't work?
Well,
what's that, Byron?
think I'll never realize it because Harden's been doing it for about 20 years.
Yeah, I just – how do you keep going to so many teams and let them do the same thing and not win a championship? What's the point of bringing a player over? Isn't the goal to win a championship?
Well, I would say, like, the way the system is for that team, what a three by Deuce. Like, listen, you know, was that Hart? I'm sorry. Was it Deuce or her? Somebody made that three. I might not be. It's 45-40 on my screen. Oh, what's that? Offensive foul. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, man, the Knicks are playing at a level. I'm happy right now the way Coach Brown got this team playing, Vic. I mean,
I'm in shock.
Are you? Yeah. Like, explain. I mean, I know you were a long time ago a Knicks fan, but I know how it is to be a Miami Heat fan to have Dwayne Wade, like you said. I know what you're talking about, brother. But this team here, it's going to get a lot of –
because here's why I'm in shock, right? When the players have the ability to get rid of a coach, right, is one, is an issue. And then two, it was 25 years before Thibodeau did what he did, right? 25, right? So I'm just telling you why I was surprised. I'm not saying that.
Mike Woodson brought him there one time. He got him close. Woodson got him into the second round. Oh.
Yeah, but I just Thibodeau, what Thibodeau had did, and then I agree with him not running on the bench and stuff. The only reason, I'm just telling you why I'm surprised. That's it. Nothing against Mike Brown or anything. I just thought, I was wrong. At the end of the day, I was wrong, right? Mike Brown's doing a hell, not only is he doing a great job, he's going depth, right? That's what hurts you. They didn't have depth. They were tired, and that's where they were.
The bench is definitely a lot fresher.
A lot better. The offense is a lot better. Absolutely. The way you're running it, running through Cat, and you guys are playing great defense. So hats off to the Knicks, and hats off to Mike Brown. That's the only reason I'm surprised. No other reason, right? You're just thinking, man, you know, wow, he's done something that hasn't been done in how long, and now they're right back there.
Tibbs did it last year. Tibbs did it last year. He did it this year. So we have to get past this level. Like I said, if we get past this game right here tonight, we would only need six more games to get that chip. So the mission is to get to the NBA Finals and win it, of course. But to get out of this round, I think Knicks fans expect them to get to the championship this year, Vic. And battle for it.
After what you did on Friday, the other day, there's no reason why. But we're about to sign off. Vlog. Enjoy.
No doubt. Game. I appreciate you guys.
Mr. Jones, sorry about your team not making it to the championship.
What team was that?
his flag football. Kids school.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sorry, bro. Next year, get him.
Don't forget to subscribe, hit smash the like button if you like what you see here today on the Jersey Boys Sports Staff. We're live every Thursday, 8 p.m., streaming live, YouTube, Facebook. Listen to us, hit us up, throw a comment. Thank you, Byron. Sonia, thank you for your comments. Byron, sorry.
Yeah, leave Sonia alone, Byron. Call her old.
That you're losing your Christmas gift, and we will talk to you soon. All right, good night, guys. Peace.